little terrified to take that if I wanted to, because I might be.
You think you're autistic, dude?
I'm fucking, some days I just think I might be.
Just riding so fucking close to the spectrum.
I feel outrageous. Like there's a bit of tism creeping around my body.
Sometimes it do be like that. I did hit start, by the way.
Oh, sick.
I was contemplating whether or not to tell you, but.
That's right. Well, people are knowing I'm looking into seeing if I'm autistic or not.
You said there's a test online you can do?
Yeah, there's like some self-evaluation test or something. There was like three that this lady like put down.
Jeez.
And I wish, I don't even know if I liked it to save it, but yeah, she like, what, if I was watching her TikToks, no way I would have ever guessed. But again, the range of autism, I don't, you know, there's, I know there's high functioning and then whatever, but yeah, she's like, yep, diagnosed. And like these numbers correlate with what, yeah, it was wild. I was like, interesting. Shit, dude,
we should probably try and take one of those.
Dude, I kind of want to.
See how fucking...
A little nervous too, but...
See how off the rocker we really are.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
We're missing Barry one last time, hopefully.
So I'm back with Dad.
It's just Dad and son. Son and Dad.
Barry wanted to be high risk. Flying to Florida.
Yep.
After being COVID. Riddled.
Riddled with that vid. Took the old jet, the old PJ down to Florida to go see his mom and
did some tile work for her in her shower.
Yeah, I stroked out. I was trying to figure out what to call Bob.
Bob. We can call him Bob.
Went down to see his mom and his Bob.
And his Bob.
and his Bob. So we just thought it would be better if we played it safe, seeing as it's the holidays and people would like to see some family, if possible.
Yeah,
and just try and lower that risk. So, sorry, Barry. We still love you. We just, you know, we can't be taking these risks.
I got no refund money.
Yeah, no.
If I get the vid, I am fucked.
Yeah, you're kind of out on your own.
Yep.
Hung out to dry, as they say.
Yep. Straight, just left at the altar.
And from what I've heard is, even if we get COVID at my company, they won't pay for you or something unless it's like 2 weeks out. It's something really weird. Somebody got it at work and I don't know, they ended up not getting paid that week that they were off COVID, which is really kind of weird. Yeah. So I don't know. I always thought that it was like, if you took that relief money had to go to anybody who got COVID and had to stay home. So
yeah, that's kind of what my assumption was, but
not 100% sure on that, but I just don't want to get it. But I also have type O blood, which apparently is more resistant to the old vid. So,
oh, you fucking rock star.
Fucking bing bang, baby. Bing bang.
That's kind of neat. I wonder what the B negative is. Probably the most.
I think A and B are more susceptible. For some reason, it's like the O blood type just doesn't give in.
So that's super blood, baby.
Yeah.
Those banging red cells.
O negative is the universal donor. I have O positive.
Oh.
But they still always train. They always want all my red blood cells, like doing double reds, that thing.
Oh, so okay.
If and when I give blood, they're like, are you interested in doing double reds? It's like, sure, I don't really fucking care. It's just... I'll make more.
Right. Yeah, I'll make more.
Was it you I was talking about?
Sounds like a drug.
What was I? It was something weird. It was the human oil change. Was it you I was talking to about that or no?
It might have been Charlie. I don't remember. It might have been Charlie because I don't really remember.
I cut the fuck out of my finger like right on the side here the other day.
Yep.
So we have these... strippers for cable. It's just the cable that plugs into your modem, RG6. And it's like a little alligator clip. It's like, it almost looks like a chip clip. And I bought this like crazy one that's got all this extra bullshit that I definitely didn't need.
Nice.
And you clip it on and then you just kind of like follow it around. You just ring the cable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it on the two handles that you clamp down in between that, there's like another blade and some other shit for some other types of wire.
Okay.
And I was flinging it around and I, like my finger came off. So I went to go put it back in and I hit right in between there and just fucking sliced the shit out of my hand or out of my finger.
Just filleted yourself.
And it just started gushing blood. And I was like pissed because I was already doing a job I didn't want to do.
Right.
So I'm just fucking still stuffing fittings, cutting more, you know, stuffing fittings. And he's like, dude, that you're kind of bleeding a lot, dude. And it was just like my entire hand was just like fucking just dripping with blood.
Jesus Plus,
I mean, it's
Christ.
Like your fingers. So like,
yeah,
you always have a fuck ton of blood in your hands, especially if you're walking with them down or whatever. But
yeah. Oh yeah.
I was like, ah, it's fine. My body will make more. It's like a human oil change. You lose some and then you make some more. And it's just like, you're just getting rid of the shitty blood, you know?
Oh, that's
can't
funny.
Keep it all in there the entire time. You got to lose a little bit.
Got to lose a little bit. It starts to spoil out.
Yeah. So that's the real oil change, not human? Sticking a catheter in your penis and pumping somebody else's urine into you.
Oh, yum.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, it is.
Just a little bit.
Oh, definitely a little bit.
So I think this one airs after Christmas.
After right? Christmas? So this,
let me think 1 second.
How do we say this?
It'll be next. Wait a second. This will be right. What the fuck day
we're
is
thinking
it
thinking out loud for you. We're breaking some shit
yeah,
down
sorry, guys.
Live.
Give us
live.
A minute.
Well, this Monday coming up is our newest.
Can confirm, do have autism. Anyways, this comes out after Christmas. So I hope you guys all had a fucking great Christmas.
Hope Santa brought everything you wanted.
Yup. You get a couple of toys, a couple of Lego sets.
Or if you don't celebrate Christmas, happy holidays.
Yeah, just
happy. And I hope whatever the heck you wanted to do, you're able to do or get.
Happy Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa. Is that what the fuck it was?
Yeah, it sounded like it sounded right.
People were saying that for a while. I haven't heard it in a long time.
No, I haven't either.
But that is a fucking mouthful. And this will be also right before New Year's.
Yep. Oh, yep.
So, Merry New Year's and Happy Christmas for everybody. You got any 2020 or 2021 resolutions besides just, you know, continuing to not get COVID?
Yeah, no shit. I do want to get back in the gym again. That's one for sure. Because I have came to a point where I realized my mental health is not as good as it was when I was in the gym. And I kind of fought that battle for a while. Like, is it really because of that? And yeah, my mental health is way better. So I would like to get back in the gym. I did feel way better. Just overall, mentally and physically, and just that whole genre of shit. So I would like to do that. I really haven't thought about a lot of, I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about it. How about you?
Not much, dude. I'm just trying to get a fucking Forerunner.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fucking tits.
I just still don't know if I want to be paying $480 a month for a Forerunner.
Yeah.
But I did come across the fucking coolest one I think I've seen in a while. It was the...
Wasn't that one you showed me? Was it that sweet bumper on it? Or was that even a 4-1?
No, that dude... So that was a whole different thing. That was a dude who like goes off-roading. Actually, Rachel showed me that guy.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But all of his shit is like custom built. So that guy's bumper is completely missing. And they basically just made essentially a brush guard that fits as a bumper. So they...
Sick.
Sunk it back a little bit. But it was like a TR or SR5... off-road one or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it was like that matte graphite gray.
Oh yes.
And it had a dope fucking fat black rack on top, like the cradle rack.
Yes.
And looked fucking sweet, but it was like $45,000 and I was just like,
not sweet. God,
dude, so fucking expensive. And
it's
then,
shitty. It's so shitty that it's that expensive.
We were talking to Melissa yesterday. They were at my mom's house. Her and Blake, and they had saw the new Bronco, I guess, out in Woodbury.
Really?
It was an all white one. And she's like, bro, listen, people are hating on this thing and it looks so fucking cool.
Really?
Like to have it in front of you. Apparently it was fucking dope.
I'm gonna have to look at it in person because I wasn't getting, I don't know. I wasn't vibing on it super hard when I was seeing
all the ads and shit for it.
Yeah. Maybe just because the ads do it really fucking weird and they, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe I'll see it in person and be like, my dick's super hard.
Yeah, I would.
Because I love Broncos. I do. The old ones? Fuck.
Yeah, the old ones are pretty fucking cool. I would love to have one, but I don't want to pay for one. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
I mean, that's kind of the way with everything for most people. But
I mean, I bought my truck fucking used for like 28 grand. And there was, I did the 5-year route, but
yeah,
it was still like 517 a month.
Yeah. I think if fuck it was at like a 40, what did I do? It was like either $35,000 or $40,000 on a 6-year. So the 72 months,
mm-hmm.
it was like 480 some bucks a fucking
God,
month.
Damn it.
And like, could I do it? Yeah. But like, do I want to waste $480? Not necessarily waste, but like,
yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Do I want to put that in the shitter?
Instead of going to something else or a bunch of other different things?
I'm just
things.
So stuck on a fucking 4Runner because they're so cool looking. Like, I don't want no bullshit Tahoe. I don't want no fucking Ford whatever. Like, wow, the 4Runner looks I'm so cool.
Triggered on the Ford thing.
I say go for it. The Chevys are cool. And I was like, well, maybe a RAV4, but the RAV4 can't really pull shit.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is be able to pull that boat,
mm-hmm.
which is a small boat. So I'm assuming it would be completely fine. Because if I can,
oh, yeah.
if I can literally move that damn thing with ease by myself, I don't see why a RAV4 wouldn't be able to hold it.
Probably, yeah.
But
probably.
That trailer is what I'm more or less worried about.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, it's a Toyota.
I think it's just, everything's just pointing to the 4Runner, I think.
I know, but they have way worse gas mileage. They do like
4Runners do?
Yeah, they have like 19 to 21 miles of the gallon.
And all that goes.
And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Especially when I tow a loaded trailer.
The fucking RAV4 has got like 28 to 35 miles of the gallon.
Jesus. So
it's like, dude, I could fucking just do that.
I remember when people used to make fun of. Maybe not all, but I mean, I don't know. I think at some point we were like, oh, your car gets 35 to the gallon, so cool. Because you're like, oh yeah, we got my sweet whatever.
Yeah, and now you lifted truck, and now you're just.
Yeah, now it's like, I fucking wish I had that. This 14 miles of the gallon can fuck off. What am I doing?
Dude, it's just growing up, being that adult, doing that thing. Yeah. Straight dog shit, bro.
Fucking sucks. But.
I'd give my middle nut to go back to having no fucking, like, if work and school is my only fucking issue, I'd give my middle nut.
Dude, straight up, take it.
But at the same time, you don't get to do all the shit we do.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're kind of fucking limited, so.
Yeah.
Take some, you give some.
Double-edged sword. Bullshit.
Other fucking New Year's resolutions.
I'm trying to think, but maybe I just fucking suck.
Dude,
all of a sudden,
this 2021, the year of the family orgy.
Oh,
real shit. Real shit.
I didn't even think
about
it.
We're all just gonna wear blindfolds.
Yep.
And you just have to
naked, blindfolded.
You don't know who you're gonna fuck until you smack a penis or a pussy.
And whatever you touch is, that's where you have to go first.
Yep. We'll roll dice.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a number. Well, there's what, 8 of us?
8.
Well, 7 of us, because 1 can't partake.
Well, he could.
Yeah, I guess he could.
Just limited.
Yeah.
Limited partake.
He could take a spin on two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so year 2021.
Family orgy.
You're the orgy, dude.
Man, I'm surprised I didn't come up faster.
And honestly, we have to do it after March. Because that's when Mick gives the baby.
That's when he gives birth.
Yeah, that birth.
Brings that new baby boy.
Dude, speaking of birth, what were we watching? I think it was Blacklist. So I'm still watching Blacklist. If anybody's seen Blacklist, it's super fucking good. It's kind of the same thing every time, but it's...
But cool. Don't they do it really well each episode? So it always like is captivating and keeps into it.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones I saw, it was so dope.
So I think we're on like the, sixth season.
Holy fuck. I didn't know there was that many seasons.
There's like 7 or 8.
Damn.
I think 7 is a new one. And that like just came out. But speaking of the giving birth to babies, right?
Yeah.
Hit
me with some birth.
In this particular episode, there is this woman who's a surgeon,
mm-hmm.
and she was raped.
Fuck.
In her state,
mm-hmm.
it was illegal to get an abortion as soon as a heartbeat is detected.
Oh, okay.
So she had to give birth to her and her rapist's child. And they start targeting like senators, high profile people, all people who have voted on this bill.
Oh, okay.
They kidnap them. They cut them open. They implant a womb into the male's stomach.
Okay. Or what? Into
where, however.
Yeah.
However that works. I'm no doctor. And they also impregnate him.
Oh my.
So that God. They have to carry that baby to term because in, and they'll do it specifically in states that you cannot terminate a baby. And so these, yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. And so like there's a senator that goes to this doctor. He's trying to go to all these doctors. They're like, hey, I would, but you signed a bill. You passed the bill that it's illegal. I could go to jail for this and you could too.
Damn.
And he ends up finding somebody and dude, that doctor was just roasting him the whole time. She's like, you do understand that you could potentially go to jail and I could lose my license. He's like, I was raped. And she goes, oh, interesting how that works, huh? Oh, fuck. So like you just ended up, oh dude, it's fucking crazy,
savage.
Man.
Savage.
It's fucking crazy.
Damn, because those writers
their whole
on
point
that
was like, their whole point was like, how are you about to tell me what I can and can't do with my body? Fair enough. So this, I think this episode is like fairly recent, or not episode, but this season is fairly recent within like the last year or two.
I could see that with kind of how that's definitely relatable.
Yeah.
In a sense do, to what's going on.
There's a shit ton of like very current shit going on with that. So it was good. It was good. Highly recommend if anybody hasn't seen it.
That's insane. That's insane.
I really fucking like turned the corner from family orgy to people getting abducted and impregnated, men getting abducted and impregnant and fucking receiving wounds. But dude,
What a wild
turn of events, man. Dude, that was a whole fucking shitty dude. Whipped a shitty on that. But yeah, dude, once Mick is
terrified.
Relieved of child.
Relieved of child.
It's fair game fair after game. That, baby.
Fair game.
So, friends, if you are listening,
get ready.
All the holes hot and ready. Just like them Caesar pizzas, baby.
Hot and ready, baby. Ready to eat.
Yeah. How would the rules go on that? Let's think about that. We all have to wear blindfolds.
Yep. Visually impaired.
Pubic hair choice is up to you. Whether you want to go full bush or everybody shaves like hairless mole rats.
Dude, I would not be mad about just that skin, baby.
Yeah. See?
I got really creepy right there.
See? But
nothing wrong with hair. No judgment on hair, but I'm just saying.
And then, so do we wear the blindfolds? How would we do that?
What if we wear drunk goggles?
Oh yes, dude. Yes. And everybody has to have one arm taped to their side.
Yeah, there we go.
For no reason.
No reason at all.
Otherwise, other than it's gonna make something hard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So
do you think male pubes feel different than female pubes?
It's a great question. I've never been with a woman who has like let their pubes grow out.
Like long enough?
Yeah. Like sometimes obviously it's like starting to grow back.
Yeah.
But like
I guess I haven't, straight up long.
I don't think I've ever even let mine get that long.
Mm-mm.
It's just fucking like you look down, you're just like,
fucking, what am I doing with my life?
Not for me. No, you know,
me either.
There's a bunch of those like all natural, you know, rogue warriors that are just fucking, it's my body.
It was meant
to be this way. I'm not shaving my pits. I'm not shaving my asshole. I'm not shaving shit. Fuck you. No. This is natural human being shit. But at the same time, it's like,
I think I'm going to shave my
not
shit.
For me. No. But then you also have those other people that are like, man, you have sex with girls who shave their vaginas. Doesn't that seem like, seems kind of child, like you have a sex with child.
I'm like,
what?
That shit never made sense.
What the fuck is wrong with your brain?
Fuck?
You want to fuck a child? Huh?
Yeah. Is there
that
something?
That is not even, there was never an inkling in my imagination going, shave pussy. Can't touch it. That's can't a 12 year old.
It just seems a little young for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 35 year old woman right there, Greg.
Yeah. Fucking weirdos, dude.
I do. That's just a woman who just self maintains.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there must be a little back underlayment there of, sir, do you have some issues that?
I think maybe he's the pedo.
Yeah, dude.
Creepy old bastards.
Oh, there are some fucking creepy dudes. Well, we were just talking about that. How fucking.
I mean, most people probably think we're pretty creepy. Because I like.
Probably.
Family orgy, bro. We're going to fuck our friends. But I do think the world would be a little
less stressful.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Like we could just. The life would be in a sense a tad easier. Imagine this.
Probably.
Group of friends. And then you all go in. So say each person made. This is like getting a little crazy.
That's all right. We like crazy.
But say we have 8 people, right? 8 people. And say we all took home at least $50,000 each year. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So times that by 50,000. I'm autistic. I can't do that math.
8 times 50,000?
That's $400,000 a year just brought in.
Nice. Okay.
So theoretically, you could probably find a way to get a fucking big ass house.
I would assume.
And then you live there. It's cheap.
It'd be so
everybody's
cheap.
Having sex. And you guys eat food together. I don't see what the problem is.
Sexing and dining.
Yeah.
Every day, all day.
And you already love all your friends.
You love it. Yeah. That's like.
Oh. Game changer.
Damn.
Dude, so way of the future. Give it 10 years. That's all I want.
You know, and you can start kissing your friends on the lips.
Yep. Which we already do. We already jumped that crick. I don't think I've ever kicked
crick.
with our fucking BMX bike with our mongoose, dude. Pegs on both sides.
That sweet fucking mountain bike.
Dude.
Yeet.
I think the only person I haven't kissed on the lips is Nick. I don't remember if I might not have kissed Rachel on the lips.
It's a good question. I don't think I've kissed Mickey or Brie on the lips. Going a deep thought here? I don't think so.
Well,
oh, fuck. Put it on the New Year's resolution.
Yeah, New Year's resolution. Kiss.
Put it on the list.
Just kiss everybody on the lips.
We out here smooching.
We're French now. Yeah. I think they only kiss on the cheek most of the time, but dude.
Yeah, I think so. But
we them French hybrids.
French hybrids.
Yeah.
Amero French.
Frenchican?
Frenchican.
That sounds fucking kind of gross and weird.
Yeah, it does.
I'm a Frenchican.
Frenchican. Might be a weird sex move or something.
We could just make up our own religion where like you have to kiss everybody that you meet on the mouth.
Yeah.
Open mouth.
Open.
Yeah. Just fucking doing like some weird
baby.
Yeah.
Freaking bird feed you.
And whoever's behind them, you have to look them in the eyes.
Super, super weird. No blinking, straight wide eyed.
Open mouth, but you have to hold the back of their head. And you got to just smush your noses. You can't tilt. Just have to smush nose.
Straight on.
Yeah. It's a world I want to live in.
Sounds like a great world.
Sounds fun. Sounds erotic. Sounds constructive.
Yeah,
and a little bit destructive.
A little bit, but I think it might be a good destructive. Because right now it's tense. It's angry. It's frustration. It's frustrating. It's
also, bullshit. Dude, if we had more people in one house, we'd have way less shit to do all the time. The things could be split up more evenly. Duties. Like
chores wise? Oh, duties.
Duties,
yeah.
Chores, projects.
Kids. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And we could have a giant sectional, like a 12, 13 person sectionals. Because we'd have a house so big that it would work.
It would. We'd have a huge living room.
Hey, I'm just saying, everybody talk to your friends. Everybody should have a somewhat of a group of friends. Whether it's 2 people to 12 people.
Yeah.
We can make this work. We'll make this work for you.
Yeah, we're going to.
Life will be different. Life will be different.
I'm going to write a book.
On how to.
What would we call it? Sex with friends?
Intimate living with your friends.
Yes. Oh, yeah, buddy. I'm about it. I think that's a power move for the better.
Yeah. We have to have cool fucking author aliases, though.
Yeah.
Because like J.R.R. Tolkien sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
We'd have to have, maybe that's, I don't even know. Is that the actual name? Is that a?
They
just fucking abbreviate it.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like J.K. Rowling. Hey,
yeah.
Wife, shut his bean up. Babe. I don't know if you can even hear her. She probably will, as he's fucking always on episodes. Barking. Yeah.
Fucking. Be nice, guys. Izzy's got a condition, dude. It makes her bark a lot.
It's goddamn.
And shit on the floor.
Steroids. And now eat rabbit poop. This fucking dog is.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I saw some funny shit. So the Pfizer vaccine. Okay. There's actually two things. The surge of the new stimulus memes.
Oh, I've seen a couple.
It's fucking hilarious. And the surge of Pfizer vaccine, well, just COVID vaccines in general.
Yep.
So there was the vaccine I saw was like a THC cart, fully in package. And it was like Pfizer vaccine, 3 milligrams or whatever, or 1 milligram. And it was like, all the kids going to be hitting this. best marketing ever. Everybody's vaping now. Yeah, dude. They're not going to give it two thoughts of what's in this.
No.
If you're going to vape and you don't know what the fuck's in that, well, you can have this vaccine.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
And then there was one that was for the surplus was like, or the stimulus was, it's like, on Friday, there'll be a pizza party, so don't call in. And it was like a heart-shaped pizza in a circle pan. It's like, new stimulus. Oh, there's so many fucking stimulus memes.
There was a trolls dude, are on point.
There's a dude doing stimulus shit on YouTube, I think.
Oh, okay.
And dude, he's making like $1,000, $2,000 a week fucking from all the views on just his stupid stimulus videos.
No kidding.
Yeah, we fucked up.
Damn, we fucked up hard.
We're making none. No money.
We're making $0.
When we could just be making fake stimulus shit. And we maybe make $1,000.
Damn it.
Yeah. We could get into ads. How does everybody feel about ads, huh?
I fucking, dude. If you can do an ad right.
If you do an ad,
that funny comedic bone ad, mm-hmm. God damn it.
Then it's at least worth listening to, even though you'll never use that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because we've been sitting on the Anchor ad that we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Since we started.
Are we supposed to do it? I thought we were supposed to hit a certain amount of.
We don't need to do it, but we have to do that one before you get like pushed other ones. Because then the way that goes is you start, it's like for every like 1,000 views or listens or whatever.
Yeah. That was something crazy.
We could have made $15. Now we finally hit our, 1,000 fucking listens.
They're at like 1.2K now.
Are we?
I think so. Last time I checked, I thought
guys.
I don't know if it's increased. Take a leak.
Yeah. 1.2.
Fucking nice.
Estimated audience. 26.
Fucking sick.
We got a really strong 26 people that
I'm not even mad about that. We got a strong 26.
Man, we love you for
I fucking love you, 26.
We love all 26 of you, all bad 26. Bitches.
We're at like a full 1%, I think, in Ireland or something.
Are we?
I don't think it's like a less, because they give you like that less. If it's I think it's a full one.
Dude, full is one.
It? Yes,
whoever dude. The hell is in Ireland?
The Irish.
Hit Let's us up, go. Dude. CompetentIdiotsPodcast@gmail.com. Yeah.
I want to hear from the Irish. That's fucking fantastic. I really want to go to Ireland super bad. So full 1%. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Hit us up. Let us know. Send something in. We want to hear from you guys.
Yes. Some crazy Irish story or something or anything.
We always say that. And you guys.
Nobody delivers.
You guys keep listening, but you don't talk to us.
Starting to think you guys are fake.
Bots. Yeah. Somebody we know just fucking is just trying to be really nice to us. It's the same bots that bought all the PS5s and Xboxes.
How the hell did we end up in the bot lobby?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. What a kick in the nuts would that be?
Dude, I wonder if people do that.
Oh, fuck.
To up their podcast.
I don't know, because I know
you can buy followers. So how can you not buy listens?
I'm sure it's a thing. Gross, man. That's so gross.
It is. But for people that are like, that don't want to put the effort into like plugging their own shit, mm-hmm. where it's just easier to be like, yeah, I mean, I could spend $250 to get 50,000 listens. Like,
God damn it.
Oh, man.
God damn it.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to
fucking, you know what, people? Can you talk to us? just send some in. We hear from a couple of you.
We do. Olivia's always.
Olivia, I was going to say, yeah, shout out to her.
Hello.
Say it again. She's the fucking MVP. So shout out to you, Olivia. Mad love, baby. She hits us up. Guys, she sent that fucking stage. Follow Olivia's lead. Right. We want to interact with you.
I was just checking. Just checking, checking the email.
Nice, dude. See if anybody hit us from out. Ireland or?
Yeah, he's already in.
that'd be wild.
No, we do get a shit ton of emails from Google and Instagram, though.
Lit, dude.
So gang shit on y'all.
You really trying to fucking bump our shit or?
Yeah, dude.
What is that, boosting? God, what are they fucking? You can pay $10 to boost this post on Facebook. Dude,
fucking,
why is everything just.
The social media.
Get out of here.
Fucking racket is incredible. I don't know how many of our listeners actually like do anything like that on social media. I don't know if you guys have your own business page or blog page or whatever, but if you do, you know the fucking struggle and the grind behind. Nobody will post your shit until you pay for it.
Pay for it to boost.
Yeah. Like, only 3 people have seen this in the last fucking 17 days.
Which I don't, how does that work? You like pay that money and then it just like forces it onto people's pages or something? Like, what is
that? It just kind of brings it to the top, brings it to the front, you know, because Instagram specifically, it's not chronological anymore. You know, it's based on interaction. So.
Is it really?
Yeah. So if we don't have anybody interacting with our posts,
right?
It just gets fucking stuffed under the deck of cards, right?
Oh, dude.
So if people aren't liking, commenting, that's why people are
so. Why do they do it that way?
That's why you have to be so shameless on please like, subscribe, and comment and do all this shit. Because if you don't, your stuff gets lost.
Holy shit, that makes
a lot more sense. It's almost like a shadow ban.
I thought that was just a whole. I thought it was just kind of like a douchey social media thing.
No, you have to. Not
maybe douchey is probably a shitty word to use, but like it was just like, what, really? Smash that like button.
Yeah.
But that actually makes a lot of fucking sense. And I take all back my judgment on that.
Yeah. It's tough, man. Like,
damn. Well, fucking smash that like button. Hit that subscribe button.
Smash it.
Fucking come out. That's crazy. I did not know that. I completely learned that today.
Dude, maybe we'll get like a. We should try and do something fun.
We should.
Like, what if we made like a limited run of, I mean, I don't even know if anybody would like this, like a limited run of 10, 15 t-shirts or mugs or
I fucking
water bottles or stickers or.
I like the idea. I personally would love something, like a hat or a shirt.
And then do something that route.
Yeah.
To, you know, engage our friends more.
Yeah.
Because you guys aren't just followers or listeners. You're friends. You are our friends now, whether you like it or not.
You're our friends.
You've been with us here for 30 episodes. Now you are our friends.
Yep. 30 deep.
That big 3-0, that dirty 30.
Yo. Barry's about to be that 3-0. What a fucking old guy.
Dude.
I'm Barry. Fucking old fart. I can't talk because I'm. You're creeping up on 29 here, so
yeah.
I'm at that cusp.
What do you do when you're 30? It's like downhill from there.
I don't know. Because you know, any like memes and shit pop up, it's like 30 hits and it's just all downhill.
Yeah.
It's not like 50 anymore. You hit the big 4-0. That's, I remember, I thought it used to be like, yeah, when you hit 40.
No, yeah, you're over the hill at 40.
No, it's 30.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Boy, have the turns tabled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just getting beat in the cheeks. It's like getting fucked with super glue. Oh. Where every thrust and pull out is just a full fucking tear of your skin. And if you ever got your fingers stuck together with super glue and try to peel them apart.
Dude, it happens so quick.
You know what I'm saying.
Just, oh, ouch. Done that.
Just peeling it, dude. Rip a hole. Hey, if you have foreskin, you will not after that.
Oh, you're going to be circumcised.
That shit will be inside of someone. Yeah, forever,
skin,
dude.
The skin would tear off internally.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It'd be like, if you had a piece of Velcro just wrapped around the inside of a tube, just hitting that full circumference. Could you imagine?
Oh my God.
Dude, but.
Nice. Just visually.
Yeah.
Is insane.
I also saw, okay, because now you just thought about the inside of an ass with foreskin wrapped around it. Yeah, I did. I did see they make dildos now with cameras on the end, which is fucking
kinda, wait a minute, really? Like the tip of them?
Yeah.
So you can like watch.
So you can like see inside of a vagina or a butthole while they're doing it. And it's, yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
I don't either. I think I would check out a video of each butthole and puss just to see the internals of it. Just out of like,
see curiosity. What, yeah, just to see what the insides of somebody looks like.
Is that a fetish, you think? Like, well,
I don't know, dude. They have some of those weird ass ones, which I don't know how they've done it, but where it's like a penis and the camera's in the backside, like at the cervix or whatever. And like, then it like nuts and like,
The nutting too is like, whoa.
Yeah. Just that sad little penis puke.
Penis puke. Just a,
yeah. Cause you know, that thing doesn't have enough. I think the equalization of pressure is different. So you're not going to be shooting fucking crazy rope in there.
Oh,
does that make sense?
That does make sense.
You know, you can like beat off in an open room and you might shoot rope.
And hit across the wall.
I'm thinking that there may be a pressurized difference to where.
Yeah. You think it's like a vacuum or do you think it's pressurized?
I think it is. I don't know. I don't know much about vaginas. To be honest, I'm a dude. I don't have one. I can't fully inspect on my free will.
But if I did have a vagina, I would inspect.
If I had to guess, it couldn't be vacuumed. Otherwise, well, maybe it could. See, because by the time you get your wiener in there and there's
in the back
juices and then the back and forth of the, it would be some sort of vacuum chamber.
I feel like it could be a little bit of both because I do feel vacuum kind of it might be a thing because sometimes a little air will get up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get a little that or, hey, pull out and fucking get a little queef action, which is fucking awesome.
It's so funny every time.
It's so funny.
Dude, I saw a TikTok of this chick.
I bet I know exactly who it is because I was just going to say something about it. Yeah, dude.
That chick who like twerks and queefs at the same time. That is.
I know. There's one chick who queefs a lot because she can do it on command. Just keep sucking air in. And it's so funny. She went on live on TikTok one day, last night or something.
Just queefing?
Queefing. And Rachel's like, what are you watching? I was like, be honest, babe. I'm on a TikTok and this chick is just queefing on command. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, check it out. And she was like, on the ground. It was so funny. I don't know.
Dude, some people can harness their full body potential way better than others.
Oh.
And I am not one of those people.
Nope, me either.
I don't think I could ever make myself fart or... Like, did you know Ron Jeremy, one of the reasons that they even had... Because he's obviously not that great of a looking guy. He never was.
Nope.
But he can, like, come on command.
Really?
Yeah. Which is baffling.
Yep. Fucking Buddha? Like, how do you...
I don't know. That's I don't insane. Know if he just didn't get pussy for so long that he had just become one with his prostate and he could just squeeze it.
Just Boof.
Perfect and little.
Just blow nut at the thought of it.
I mean, he apparently has a massive penis.
Well, yeah, there's that, but.
You know, but what's massive anymore?
I don't know, because I've seen a lot of porn these days and a lot of these dudes look like they have huge cocks.
I think it's fisheye.
Oh.
I think it's a little something in the water.
Oh, know? Yeah. Nice cock.
Dude, nice cock. Nice cock.
Nice cock.
Did I send that to you or fucking did you see that one?
I think.
It was like that big burly dude in the fucking.
One of us sent it to each other, I think.
Fucking gold, I dude. Love it. I hate that I've somewhat liked being on like surfing TikTok.
Because there's some good shit and some funny shit on there. If you can
browse through some of the bullshit. I didn't realize you could like say shit like that on TikTok, I guess. I felt like they would just like completely pull your shit down if you started saying shit like that. And no, maybe they do, but
some they do. It's weird because I don't know, like when I went on there the other day, they had like a community guidelines thing pop up.
Oh yeah.
So apparently there's like new revised guidelines for whatever reason, people doing things, but people are getting frustrated because some of the shit they've like been doing, it's weird because it doesn't seem like there's any rhyme or reason it. It doesn't seem like there's a consistent of this kind of content being pulled down.
Yep.
So like people are getting upset about it because they'll just say like, I don't know, maybe something is sexualized or something weird, but not, it's really not that big of a deal. But then you get girls who are just like half naked, like twerking all the time and they never get pulled down. So like,
or queefing.
Or queefing. So they're like, where's the
line?
What the fuck do I do here? Like, what do I post? So I don't know, but you can get, it seems like you can get away with a lot, which I'm not mad about.
Well, do we hop on that train for a full competent idiots one?
Yo, we on that fucking train?
And then we'll go from tight. Just spending, you know, 2.5-3 hours of our Saturdays together.
Be doing TikToks.
Now we're going to have the whole day and we're going to have to just continuously just be pumping content.
Dude.
We're going to have to get like 7, you know, we're going to have to post 3 different TikToks a day.
We're going to have to get like different light, rim lights, like different type of phone, like holsters.
Those gravity ones where you just can fucking move it any which way.
Like some of the shit that these people, like people, I don't know. I know COVID has played a whole thing in this with like employment and loan is all fucking whacked out and like social lives are all fucked. But even like before, I don't know where people find fucking time. It's like, dude, there is like full on productions. Dude,
time of these. And like the creativity. People have never been more creative.
No.
Than they have been right now.
It's insane.
Which is remarkable.
Cause like some honestly. Of these, it is some of these like costume, like people do like makeup collab things with like songs or whatever. And you know, the makeup turns out incredible. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. But you can tell that took hours. And it's like, we're hot.
Yeah. Which is weird because you have to start your video and then stop it. Do your shit.
Yeah. But then they can link everything in really well.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it's almost a small production thing. And it's wild because it's.
Which is crazy because it's also forcing people to like learn so much extra shit. Like, I mean, anybody who's. I mean, even this is like. Now that I've done it, fairly simple.
God, in the beginning, though,
was. You know, but like in the beginning, it was like so overwhelming.
Very.
So very. Fucking overwhelming. And I wouldn't even say I'm good at it now. I think that I get the job done. You know, it's listenable.
Yeah, fair.
It's not. And we have certain episodes where it's like something went fucked up because it's technology and it's like you can't do a good pod. You can't have a good episode and then try and recreate that episode because somebody's mic went down or whatever the case might be.
Software just completely stopped working.
Yeah. So it's like,
yep.
That's always a struggle, but like it's forced so many people into this like technology avenue, and now they have like Splice on your phone, so you can you know, which is perfect for TikTok. They have a bunch of recording shit. I mean, there's a lot of people just doing podcasts straight off their phones. You can do it on Anchor. I'm pretty sure if I remember right, because that was like the big thing for them is, you know, it's like cut out all the bullshit. Don't have this entire production set up.
Oh, that's kind of like cool. Just simplify it.
Yep. Just get a mic for your phone, plug it in, do your thing.
It is cool. I've seen those little.
And it would take care of everything.
Which is dope. Like to simplify that. It's super cool. But I've seen like actual like a normal mic, but they had like, they're like miniaturized yep. and they're just like yeah. holding up to their mouth.
What's up, guys?
I fucking love those things.
Yeah. There's a dude on TikTok, who like works at a daycare.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, do you think you're smart? Whatever the chick's name is.
Was he interviewing kids?
Yeah. A little girl. She goes, yeah. And he goes, who's the first president? Michael Jordan. Yeah, that's completely right. Thank you. Nice. Thank you. Good job. You know, just like walk off and do the next thing. But it's always starts out with like, do you think you're smart? I'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, okay, blah, 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 blah. And they'll give some bullshit answer because they're just 3 years old.
Yeah, just pure minded. He's like, imagination to the
absolutely.
Max.
Absolutely. Good job. And he'll just walk off.
That's amazing.
It's like people are getting outrageously creative.
Dude, it is. Because at first I didn't want to hop on the TikTok thing because I was like so Vine thing into it. But it was really weird in the beginning of it. From like the beginning for me, I think it started before I kind of like found out about it. But it was, yeah, it is. People have gotten so creative, which is so cool. But like now too, like I'm sure a lot of people are stuck at home. So it's like, I'm sure it's a really cool outlet. I'm sure it's a really cool outlet for people who maybe don't have a lot of friends because there's a lot of the... Like people who have gotten so involved in like their, you know, their TikTok followers where it's like they feel like a family almost kind of thing. But then it's always kind of with social media platforms, like people want to be a part of something. So, I mean, it's cool. I'm sure it is a cool outlet for people to, but then you get shitbag people and we'll rip on a kid who's trying to lose weight, but he's exercising his ass off.
Dude, that was so fucking sad.
I was like, really? Support the dude got on videos was super cool. But I was like, you're going to make fun of a kid who is just trying to better himself. You pile of shit. But you're always going to get that on any social media because you get those keyboard warriors who probably have the worst lives and they want to belittle anybody who's making progress in their life.
Yeah. And like the shitty thing is like videos, pictures for anybody that's done the weight loss game. Like that's the best way to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Whether people, you know, like, don't get me wrong. I do. Sometimes I do get sick of like, you know, here's fucking Billy Badass fucking benching 320.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And he benched, you know, 319 yesterday. Like it does get a little obnoxious to see, but like,
yeah,
I can for those people, like that's their way of keeping themselves accountable. Cause humans suck without something visually, you know? Cause like when you lose weight or if you're gaining weight or whatever, like you see yourself so often every day. You're not like, oh, got a little extra under here or a little something there. So you need to fucking tighten up. You got to fucking take a picture because you don't get the whole picture. You view yourself so much different.
That was my worst critic.
Yeah. I mean, most people don't even see themselves. They see their flaws.
Yep.
So it's like
100% attest that. Okay. Well, I was bodybuilding really hard. Well, just in the gym lifting weights. I don't want to say I was bodybuilding. I wasn't like on a regimen of fucking craziness, but I was the worst critique, but that was like I got like I was the bulkiest I've ever been. I was the most fit I was ever been, but I would just like rip myself apart on stupid shit. And Rachel would get so mad about it. She's like, you gotta stop.
What are you so upset about? Like, look how far you've came.
I don't know why I never was like, holy shit, you know. And I didn't take pictures either. But it was always weird for me. I was like, I don't want to take selfies of myself.
Because like, you feel like such a douche.
I did feel like a douche, but it's like nobody, I'm not showing anybody. For me.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't, I don't know. So yeah, it's stupid that you can put yourself in that old mentality, but that's how she goes.
Yeah. And you know, it's the internet. So
it's fantastic. And it's a fucking nightmare of a place.
Got a lot of incels.
A lot of those trolls. But it's wild.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's something extremely fun about trolling, but there is definitely that line that you can cross a line you shouldn't cross.
Yep, I agree.
And I think that's like attacking a person's physical appearance.
Yeah, it's just uncalled for.
It's just like you can only do so much to fix yourself.
Yeah, yep. Well, it's like, who knows what are these people are going through mentally too? Like this person can come on to get that reinsurement from people because maybe they're on like a really downward depression cycle too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who knows if whatever negative shit somebody says to them, what if that is that last line and you know, they're Now they're gone because they, you know, so it's like,
you never know, man. You gotta be,
people gotta be
fucking ease up.
Ease up.
You know?
Fuck.
Fucking go do something. Get off your computer if you're gonna go rip into somebody.
Fucking
Muppet. Unless it's your, like, your good friends.
Oh yeah,
then you can, you know, then it's free game because it's still funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys have a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
Unless you make them cry, and then you guys have to say sorry and kiss on the lips, make up. Yeah, yeah.
That's just how it goes. That's law, I think.
Bar none. That's that law.
Bar none. Top of the brim. Mm, mm. I don't know what else to know.
You're just getting into it, getting after it.
Are you going to hit me with some stuff?
Well, we steered so far away from New Year's resolutions that I don't think we can go back.
We have
been everywhere, but nowhere all at one time.
Very true.
Which is impressive.
Yeah.
But that is us.
We do it quite often though, I think.
I think part of that is because we don't come in here with a plan.
Nope.
And sometimes that bites us in the ass, like the first 15 minutes that I deleted before we actually started this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a train wreck for a minute.
Because to do this, you do have to be in somewhat of a separate state of mind.
Yeah, you do.
To be able to just like sit here and bullshit and not just like, you have to completely erase whatever the fuck's going on in your day to try and come, to just be normal, you know? Like just like be able to sit down and talk.
Yep.
That's fucking weird. You know, and then you're staring at a camera.
Yeah, I hardly look at it.
Because that's new. That's new for us.
I don't know if I should look at it more. If people are like, Jesus Christ, this dude's like, just looking at them all the time. Does he want to fuck that guy?
And yes, the answer is yes. If you were wondering if we want to have sex with you, yes.
Yes.
Because we want to have sex with everything.
I love the finger boy.
But not everything, but just a lot. Just you.
just and you. You are everything.
Yeah, you're everything to me.
I got fucking romantic.
Yeah. Dude, if there is like, I'll put money down that there's at least three dudes listening to this whose penises are dribbling right now.
Dude, I hope.
Tony's probably one of them.
Yes. Because
Tony's listened to every fucking episode.
Tony, you fucking slide out. I was just coming through.
So thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Appreciate you. Charlie, I think, starts listening now.
Charlie.
Yeah, we got Charlie.
Shout out to the Charles.
Got another one.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just reeling them in, you know? Just a little fucking gag, yeah.
You know where I'm at?
Setting bear traps out, dude.
Fishnets.
Otter traps. Otter traps. If you know what I mean. But maybe you don't, and that's just going to be a little, figure it out.
We did, speaking of otter, had to explain to Trisha, my mother-in-law, what an otter was. Because she knows what a bear is. She's like, wait, what? Because Jake's like, you know, there's two definitions of otters, right? Because they do some weird thing where they rape baby seals or something, apparently. Like otters do.
Damn.
And you could fact check me on that because I really don't know, but I think there's something with a rape baby seal or something.
Okay.
Something wild. But yeah, so Chick's like, nah, you know, there's a couple definitions of otters, right? She's like, what? And so we told her what an otter was. She's like, oh, freaking all right. That makes sense.
Dude, because like, well, Chick, I don't know a shit ton about this, so I'm just going to go out of here half cocked. But you have like, you have your lesbians and like, there's like butch. I don't know anything else.
No, I don't either.
So
I've always heard butch.
Is that
like derogatory for a lesbian? Like if, or do they like do some, consider like,
we should probably do some research.
We probably should do some research. Hey, if you're a lesbian, is that a derogatory thing? Or is there some lesbians that have been considered butch and they're like hey, I'm fucking butch for sure. And they own that shit. Because I don't know.
I don't know.
And I'm loving some lesbians.
We should have some lesbians. I guess we could probably ask Trisha. But maybe she'll know. Maybe she won't know. Who knows? It's a fucking toss up.
It's a definite fucking toss up. It's a coin flip.
If you're listening, write us right in.
Hello? Yeah, send us a letter.
Also, I miss you and I love you. Chef's kiss, you know what I mean?
Chef's kiss.
Next time I won't look you in the eyes, but I might.
Oh, you will, baby.
I gotta look into your soul, you know?
Grab her by the back of the head.
No. Dude, she'd probably punch me square in the throat, but or maybe enjoy it. I don't know.
Oh, that would be super funny.
For anybody who doesn't know, Trisha is Rachel's mom.
It is.
Dalton's wife's mother.
Yep. Straight out the gate, baby. And she's the fucking best.
And I'll marry her one day. Even though I vowed to never get married, I'll marry her one day.
Yeah. Can break some laws, some rules once in a while.
Sometimes you got to, dude.
Sometimes.
It just happens that way. And next thing you know, you're married.
Next thing you know.
I don't know what to say. That's probably how it happened for you. You know, you went to bed one night, you woke up married the next day.
Kind of, pretty much. I was like, damn.
It's kind of a fucking little magic show.
Shit's fucking crazy. How'd I get here?
You know how it's a magic show? Because you spend thousands of dollars and then you just wake up married.
Wow, you are correct, though.
And you're kind of curious. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
It happens quick.
Yeah.
Like the day of the like the wedding.
Yeah.
Dude, that is off.
An done. Hour is actually like 10 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you wake up and you're like, what the fuck? God damn. Now I'm the property of somebody. They own me.
But the cool thing is when you're married, you can do whatever you want to each other.
True.
Because there's this weird thing that I think that people think that like once you're married, then you can really get into some deep, dark, weird shit in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. Because there's people who are boyfriend and girlfriend, and they're boyfriend and girlfriend for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do anything weird, right? They're not.
And then marriage happens. They're
not watching porn together. Maybe fucking Billy likes to wank it while his wife gets plowed by Jimmy, yeah. Right? Maybe they're sharing shit. They don't do that. When holy shit, Jesus, the cops.
Fuck.
They don't do that.
No.
When they're just when they're in a relationship, but people get married and next thing you know, you got a hot wife and a, you know, what else is there? Cuckold. And I don't know, dude, you just get into some weird shit. All of a sudden somebody finds out you like BDSM. Whoa.
BDSM.
And fucking Kevin likes to get sounded.
Oh.
And then and then the wife's got to throw on the fucking doctor gloves.
Snap.
You know, then you got to buy, what's that thing that they use to sterilize needles at the tattoo shop? What's that fucking, I'm spacing on the word.
Sterilize the needles at the tattoo shop.
The fucking, you know what I'm talking about. I know you do.
I do, but I'm also farting up into my brain.
Yeah, okay, anyways. There it is. Well, you got to put it in that. Yeah. Sterilize it. You know, and dude's just laying on the bed tied up, half erect. And the wife's just walking over there like it's normal fucking Wednesday night. Just
strutting in there.
But she's got this like 10-inch fucking steel rod with balls on it going straight into your urethral. I'm just saying, dude.
It's wild.
Shit changes when you get married.
It does.
And it's either for better or for worse.
I love being married, gotta say. I always hear it because you always, dude, you fucking hear it since you're a kid. Never get married. It ain't worth it, dude.
Never
have sex again. I can never do what I want. It's like, you probably married the wrong person. Like, that's all that sounds like. Apparently, you guys shouldn't have gotten married because it sounds like your relationship sucks.
Do you notice that it's mostly the older generation, though?
Absolutely.
And the older generation isn't taught about, like, communication.
That is a fine fucking good point. Yeah. You know, you're totally right. Because every time I've always heard it, it's always that older generation.
Mm-hmm. There's a slim few that are good at it that work.
Yep.
But like,
yeah,
it's the same thing with like our parents' generation where the dude is like usually an alcoholic and his dad fucking whooped the shit out of him when he was younger. And then like, dad doesn't want to talk about it because he's not a communicator. And so he hangs out in his garage and drinks 30 beers a day. You know, shit like that.
Yeah. You know, just something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I have noticed that, you know, like dad, with my dad being an alcoholic and like, you know, they get told all the time, like, dude, you need to, like, you're not doing good. You should probably stop that. Oh, I'm fine. Blah, 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 whatever.
Yep.
And like, there's just no talking or reasoning with them because they can't fucking like compute that.
Right.
It doesn't compute in their brain.
Right.
One, because they've drank their brain to death. And then two, that's just like not how they were raised. It's like men don't cry. Men take care of everything,
which is,
and like, that's fine.
Yeah. In a sense, I mean, but it's like, fine, but
you know, I put the tiger down and I just, is as soon as the lady left. So we did it through MN Pet, came in, euthanized the tiger and,
rest in peace, baby boy.
Yeah. The fucking champion, the legend that he was.
Yes.
So if she left and I was like done crying and shit, I'm like, that was the most expensive, worst day of my entire life.
Yeah, dude.
That was like,
I had to pay for this.
I was like,
fuck me.
Paid $300 for this lady to come in, and it happened so fast. It happened all within like 15, 20 minutes.
God, I feel damn like. It.
And so I paid a bunch of money for this lady to come to my house and then sit in my living room while she watched me cry. And then,
then
her just leave. Like, that's like the gist of it.
What a,
she comes, puts my cat down while I'm crying.
And then just
a complete stranger. And then just leaves. Like a fucking fart in the night.
God damn.
I was like, dude, come on.
What's going on here?
This is some shit. I mean, here's the thing though, is I'd pay that price or more every single time.
I would too.
I'd like, there's no way I would go, you know, bring my one of the loves of my life to some fucking cold little shit animal hospital. Yeah, like, that, no fucking way.
The metal tables. I get
not everybody has the money for it.
I mean,
but it's,
I do
like,
too, but.
I'd sell my fucking, I'd sell my computer or something. I would do something. Yeah, I would sell something just to make it comfortable for them. Cause like, oh man, poor fucking dude. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But
I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I don't understand like the whole, and that's, I don't know, the whole macho man thing. Like, guys don't cry. Why? Like, why is that? Why? I don't understand the male stigma shit. And like, now I think it's way better.
If we didn't
now.
Cry, we wouldn't have been made to be able to cry.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure more dudes would be way less fucking douchey and assholes if they just fucking cried once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
Keep all that wound up in you.
Hey, buddy. You need your feelings for a minute? Maybe crack some wine. Have a couple sips. Let's get into our emotions.
Yeah, dude.
See how we feel the next
day. Just have a nice buzzed cry, you know? See what happens.
I fucking broke down. When was that? I don't know. Pretty recently. I don't know, maybe a month or so ago. And I don't know. I just got into a weird, sad mood. I was kind of so after Brothers, or kind of the end of Brothers, like, you know, I got into a pretty good state of depression, which is weird because I've never been somebody who's, I mean, I've had up and downs, like we all do. It's life. You get into those weird, shitty life moments where things are sad, you know, whatever. But I was dealing with some depression. And like after Brothers and shit, you know, that was kind of coming out of it. But I guess I never realized that it could kind of just manifest out of nowhere sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
At least it did for me. I don't know. Everyone deals with depression and shit differently. But yeah, there was a point where I just hit this fucking wall of just shitty sadness. And just, it was like depression just came and just put its dick in my mouth. I don't know what was going on, but I don't know what happened, dude. I just fucking broke down. I cried so hard for like a good 5-10 minutes, bawled my ass off.
And then you just went,
fucking breathe.
I'm a man.
Dude, I felt, I don't know. I don't know why it's like guys are looked down upon. Well, it's guys looking down on guys. You fucking cry, dude. You fucking pussy. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm sorry. I can intellectually, you know, find my feelings and learn and grow from it. You know what? You're probably going to be a better person if you just figured.
Maybe. Just a buildup of fucking toxins from all your bad thoughts.
Fucking
gotta
stupid.
Get them out.
You do. You gotta fucking
gotta wring your eyes out. You know what I mean?
You gotta release. You can't just fucking blow nod all the time.
Gotta think of it like this, dude. Your eye is a washcloth. And you've been scrubbing too many dishes.
Scrubbing too many dishes.
You gotta wring it out, dude. There's too much water saturating your fucking towel.
You're not drying anything off. You're just pushing the water around at this point.
And that is my wise words for today.
That was fantastic.
Your eyes are just washcloths.
And you got to wring them out once in a while.
You got to wring them out, dude. You got to dry them up so you can finish fucking drying your dishes.
Shit. That was good.
And your dishes
you should be a philosopher.
Are your problems.
Damn, dude. And if you let them build up.
Yeah, you let all your problems build up, dude.
They're harder to clean and put away.
You can't dry them.
Holy shit.
Just think about that, dude. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Put in your pipe and smoke it.
And then go charge your crystals after. You know what I mean?
You need
it's a fucking full moon.
Fuck yeah. Let's get that energy coming in.
Get those vibrations. Crystals.
Hell yeah.
I'm not even going to say it's a vibe anymore. I'm just going to say it's a vibration.
That there's a straight vibration, bro.
Dude, you're just carrying a vibration around with you, bro.
Yo, I'm a sensitive boy. I'll admit it.
Those Air Force Ones. Air Force Ones. That's a vibration, baby.
It's a vibration, baby. Vibrations. We're getting rid of vibe.
Yep.
I like want a vibration
completely
better.
Gone by the end of the 2020.
New resolution right there.
I think that's half the reason COVID still exists, because everybody's been using this fucking slang words, dude. We got to stop shortening everything up. You know, we're getting lazy.
We are. But maybe everyone hasn't said it's not a vibe. Like, too many people have not said, yo, COVID's not a vibe. And then at that point, if everyone said it so much, COVID would be like, yo, I can't be this bad vibe in this party.
Nope.
You guys, I'm going to leave. It is. She's the worst. Who decided to do a podcast in this house?
Dude.
Fucking damn it. Is.
I think you just got a bad neighborhood, dude. She's just defensive.
Got these degenerates out here. Who's breaking into my house?
She's V defensive. And what do? You know, you get a dog that you can protect what's yours.
That's true.
She out there trying to protect what's hers, or what she assumes is hers. Which is the sidewalk. The city street.
The yard
across the street.
And probably a couple houses down.
If she can see it, it's hers. That's her philosophy.
Eyes on, that's hers. I think you're right.
Man, we went through a whirlwind of things, of topics.
We did. You know what's funny? We were struggling in the beginning of this to figure out what the fuck we talking about.
I'm not going to lie, dude. There was a minute where I was like, I don't know if I even want to do this today.
Same. I was kind of in that
same mindset. I just didn't feel like I had that energy to come through here.
No.
And
struggle.
And shove it through your ear hole, but... We made it, dude.
We didn't, but fucking made it. What do we have for time?
We're at like hour six. But oh,
fucking tits,
maybe 3 or 4 minutes will get cut off. I don't remember how much dead air we left in the first portion of this.
I don't remember what that there is. That was a goddamn magic trick. Talking about magic tricks right there.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in, not really feeling, doing an episode really today. We're not going to even lie to you about it. Struggling.
Couldn't think of ideas. Never lie to my friends about that.
And fucking look at that. Boom. Bunch of shit to listen to.
We out here, dude.
We out here.
I do want to reiterate.
Do it.
That I hope you had a great Christmas.
A fan-fucking-tastic Christmas.
And I hope your New Year's is great. Obviously, we can't celebrate properly.
No, unfortunately.
Due to the circumstances. But, dude, maybe you get you and your girlfriend, or you and your boyfriend, or you and your dog.
Get
cats,
creative.
Whatever, dude. You guys pop a little bubbly.
Little bubbly,
light
baby.
Some candles, or you blow the candles out and you get your Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
And you have your own dance party in your fucking kitchen.
Dude.
Till the ball drops, dude.
Kitchens are for dance parties with your friends.
You know, make at least bring in 2021 with the most of excellent vibrations.
I was just going to say, let's bring those vibrations in, baby.
And maybe, just maybe, we can turn this shit around.
Because it needs to be fucking flipped.
It's like that.
Because that burger's burning on the other side.
Yeah, dude. We're burning the toast.
Burning the toast.
Time to flip.
All right, baby.
That's it.
Let's flip it. One
flip
love,
it,
you
grip
beautiful
it.
Bastards.
And don't forget to butter your toast.
Yeah.